That's right. Patrick Peterson is here with me. Thanks for joining me. Let's start with this. Okay, we have talked about the front seven in this new 3-4 defense. We don't really talk about the back four, guys. How's this defense going to be different for you guys in the secondary?
I think it's going to be a lot different. Have an opportunity to play a lot with a lot more zone eyes, having some edge pass rusher with Big Z and Daniil coming off the edge, and also having some depth as well. It's going to be fun. So hopefully we're going to apply a lot of pressure on the quarterback and force the balls in our hands.
You talk about those zone eyes and zone schemes. How does that fit your game? And can you kind of jump into that with a little bit more depth and kind of explain what that means to the people in the audience?
I think, you know, with me, you know, I play so well with my eyes and having the ball skills that I have, and I never had an opportunity to play, you know, looking at the quarterback 9 times out of 10 when we are playing in a football game. And we have so many guys that are playmakers on the ball, like Cam or both Cams. Harry made a living off snagging interceptions. So I just think it gives us a better opportunity of making plays on the ball when we have an opportunity of looking at the ball.
So you recently said, looking back at last year, that you guys need to play a little bit more loose at the end of the first half and at the end of the game. What's it going to take for you guys as a defense collectively to play loose this season?
I think Coach Ed does a great job of helping us stay loose, helping us be in control of the situation, understanding the situation, and just being us, you know, just not trying to recreate the wheel or try to put some new defense in at that specific time. Just go out there and be us and do what we need to do to get off the field.
How'd the golf game go this offseason?
It went pretty good. I think we got the offensive guys this year. So we'll see.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.